Roger, I've got her, Houston.
Beautiful, beautiful. And for your information, Jim, you'll be coming up on an MCS caution light for you, and you'll sweat over.
Engine bell, normal mode of navigation in space for the mother ship. Well, extremely reliable up to
now. It looks like a lot of debris just hanging off the side. It has been antenna.
Roger, Jim.
A lot of debris hanging out the side near the S-band antenna. This is the forward dish array, which is used to send high-gain signals back to Earth. Now, that antenna continued to work after the accident, so apparently the transmission antenna was quite damaged, or the transmitting mechanism, the lines running to it. It did continue to work after the accident. This is one of the most interesting things we've learned since the accident on Monday night. Separation of the service module as it's slowly drifting back away from the three pilots and the remaining parts of the vehicle. Separation has given them their first chance to look at the point of the occurrence on Monday night. As Jim Lovell reported, one whole of the panels was blown away.
I know you're busy, but when Jack gets a chance, we'd like that current to be enabled in your command.
Instruction for Swigert in the command module. I'm powering one of the electrical systems. We're separating just a little early. Normal schedule. Protocol by mission control is just a matter of timeline for the situation maneuver to occur about now within the next Jim Lovell called down about 12 minutes ago and said he had a time act for when the operation was to occur. Mission control gave him the idea. Well, that was up to him, so he said, well, go ahead and do it now. So he separated, just blew the pyrotechnic devices, which separate the heat shield of the command module, the bottom of the reentry craft, from its support vessel, the service module, the large tank, and the big rocket engine mounted behind. At that point, all astronauts glued to the window, two of them in the lunar module, Lovell and Hayes, looking out the lunar module window with cameras. Swigert in the command module, a few meters away, looking out his window, all at the service module to try to see as it slowly rotates behind him. What may have happened?
Here's the Aquarius. Oh, yeah. Okay, I have first jumped about 180 degrees now. Do you want me to go to Winston attitude for his alignment?
If I am
A call for instruction from Jim Lovell, mission control. Mission Control has two full flight teams in there watching you.
Where are you, Houston?
Go ahead.
Roger, we want you to go to the service module and step in too.
Okay.
And, Jeff, when you have leisure to copy, I have to, down 46 and down 47 in data load numbers.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, down 46.
Well, this is some engineering information for Jim Lovell to see on his onboard computer. Jack Swigert in the command module.
Yeah, remind him that he won't see the light. He won't see the standby light because it's not
on.
Go ahead,
Jim. Okay, I get a flashing 37. I am in program 06. There is no standby light, but when I enter, I don't get the 3-ball 62.
All right, we've heard the astronauts in Apollo 13 separate from their disabled service module. They discovered a gaping hole back there, possibly damaging the main engine. They're now going about some of their engineering checks after having photographed it. And that's it from here in Houston. We'll be back reporting more in just a little while. This is Rhett Turner.